2 Chronicles chapter 20 for a short challenge, and then I would like to open it up for you to just give praise to the Lord for His goodness. So 2 Chronicles chapter 20, this is concerning the King Jehoshaphat, who in chapter 19 is chided by the prophet for supporting Ahab the king. We saw that in Sunday school. But in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we see Jehoshaphat's predicament in verse 2. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, "There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria, and behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is in Gedi." And Jehoshaphat feared, and set himself to seek the Lord, and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. There's his predicament. We see his prayer in the following verses, but let's look at verses 12 to 13. "O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do. But our eyes are upon thee." And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. I've always loved the picture that this paints of what they did. They said, "We don't know what to do. Our eyes are upon you." And they all stood before the Lord. So we have the predicament, the prayer. Now God's promise in verses 15, last part of verse 15, "Thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid or dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you." There's God's promise. That's God's word. He gave them His word. And then we see, lastly, the praise. Verse 18. "And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korhites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." I want to point out to you that all of this praise is taking place before the answer to the prayer. My point this afternoon is this. We praise God for his past blessings. Let's praise God for his future answers to prayer. Praise God for what is yet future that he has promised. Can you think of any promises that God has made for the future? "Behold, I am with thee whithersoever thou goest." The promise of the coming of Jesus Christ. As we think of past blessings, we can praise God for the future. Faith in God's promises results in God's praise before the results. We tend to thank God only for the past blessings, but thanking and praising God for future blessings is a display of faith. And without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Now you look at verse 22. "And when they began to sing and to praise." Now notice, when they began to sing and praise, "the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten." By faith, they praised God and then saw the victory. That just made me to think, how many times does God wait until we praise Him by faith for what he has promised before he will give us the promise. Let's praise God for what he has promised. Do so by faith. And then we see the results.